We've got Rob Crosby on the line from League Unlimited. G'day, Rob.
Hi, Mick. Good to be with you.
Yeah, really great for you to join us here on 2SER. It's been a weird time, obviously, for everybody. We've had to deal with the last couple of months of isolation and dealing with a virus. But the footy, you know, started off positively. Round one, we had crowds. I went and watched my beloved Eels play. We had a win. I was excited. Round two, no crowds. And then, bang, we had to stop. What's it been like for the last 2 months for you with no footy?
9 weeks without no footy. As a footballing tragic, it has been a very, very strange time in my life. All my weekends have suddenly freed up, all this free time, and I've been lost. But fortunately, we're back on track tomorrow. A 20-round regular season plus the finals.
Yeah.
It's a very different-looking competition, but one I think we're all very much looking forward to being back.
Well, look, you and me are footy tragics. I do love it. I've been sort of struggling as the weather's getting colder as well. All I really translate cold weather to is footy season.
Yeah.
So we're getting close to winter now. May 28th was this date that was put forward, it feels like a good 6 weeks ago now, and it's been a pretty intense couple of months to get to this point, but it seems like we're actually going to make it tomorrow night. Did you think we would?
Which seems very hard to believe a lot of the time, that rugby league, in spite of itself, is back, that we've had issues with the government, that we've had the New Zealand Warriors, the drama of trying to get the Warriors back into the country, players being quarantined for 14 days. We've had any number of playing scandals, whether or not it's players breaching social distancing,
yep.
So riding motorbikes, Nathan Cleary on TikTok. And we've had any number of other scandals. I think my favourite story to come out of the past 9 weeks would have to be the anti-vaxxers. Anti-vaxxers with Bryce Cartwright being the face of that brigade.
Yeah, it's like football, in despite of itself, just can't avoid a headline. You know, if there's nothing going on, even if there's no sport to be played, they'll try and get in the headlines in some way, some shape or form.
Yes,
and of course,
it's a very strange situation that it's the game used to previously only be played between, say, March to September, but these days it's a 12-month sport where headlines are as much a part of the game as the actual football on the field.
Yeah, it is. It's sort of part and parcel with it nowadays. One of the big changes that is going to happen tomorrow night, we're going back to one ref. We of course, went to two refs. Oh, what year was that? Probably 10 years ago?
Yeah, so everything old is new again. We had 100 years of one referee. Then in 2009, we've gone to two. And now, in the name of cost-cutting, in the words of Peter Volandis,
mm-hmm.
we're going back to one referee. Whether or not it actually will make a difference is hard to know. That under the international rules, we have had one referee the entire way through.
That's true.
So I guess it'll be interesting to see, will it make a difference, or is there going to be any difference at all? I guess without seeing how the game is played, we really are just sort of pissing in the wind, so to speak.
Yeah, totally. I saw some interesting stats that said that two referees actually slowed the play of the balls down. And over the last few years have been slower than ever, which really surprised me. I thought, well, shouldn't it be faster? You've got to play a ref over the ruck the whole time, telling them to get up. But it seemed otherwise. So I don't see that there's been that much of a benefit with two refs, to be honest.
But going back to your point about play the ball speed, that also brings us to the next major rule change, which is the six-again penalty for infringements around the ruck. So this was a rule which was, I think, originally trialled in the Indigenous All-Stars game. I think it was 2012. So for any ruck infringements, it'll be an automatic new set of six rather than, say, a kick for touch or kicking for goal. So I think that this rule has the potential to really play into certain teams' strengths. So
yeah.
I think a team like South Sydney with Damien Cook at hooker, Connor Watson at Newcastle, Jake Granville, if he can get back to his best form at Cowboys, that hookers with a lot of speed, that could really, this new rule could really play to those teams' strengths.
What was the reasoning behind changing that rule? I never quite worked it out.
I don't really know either, but I guess a lot like the captain's challenge rule, which was implemented with no real rhyme or reason, it's strange times in rugby league.
Sure is. Of course, at the end of round two, we saw Parra impress with a big win over the Titans to land on top of the ladder. during this little break.
A result that I was absolutely spewing about as a Newcastle supporter for, for two glorious hours. We were on top of the ladder. And then at halftime again in that Gold Coast game against Parramatta, I was confident that, okay, Parramatta will get the job done by, but not by 40 points. So I'm spewing about that. I'm very glad that they decided that they didn't suspend the competition and that Parramatta would win by default.
Oh, well, we were all hoping, but I mean, it would have been the biggest, fattest asterisk on that season. as it is, we've got 18 grounds left. Eels were sort of favourites before the start of the season and have played pretty well, but has this break going to change anything for any team? Do you think there's one or more teams that have, you know, more popular than the others right now?
I think that one of the big bonuses for teams is being able to have players recover from injury. I think momentum, I think because we're only two rounds into the season, I think it'll be a little bit hard to gauge positive momentum.
Yeah.
I think that it could potentially kill the momentum for a few teams. But I'm curious. I think in a lot of ways we do have to view this as sort of starting again, and for some clubs like the Roosters, that start again, they would probably prefer that we were back on 0 points for all teams. I know that Nick
because they're on zero now and they didn't win a game yet. Yeah,
I know that. I can imagine they would be singing a very different tune if they were sitting on four competition points.
I'm sure. It's one of those things, you know, it's like starting the season again, basically. You can't really rely on any form right now. Everyone's gone into training, you know, fairly, you know, probably underdone for a bit. So they've had only a few weeks training since they've been allowed back into the training room. So I think for
a lot of teams that if the really good teams, so that while we joke about the Roosters not having won a game, I still maintain that there is enough time left in this season where the best teams will rise to the top. And so that while some teams that may have won a game early on, as a Newcastle supporter, I've learned from history that it wasn't that long ago that we started the season with four straight wins, were leading the competition, and then went on to win four games for the remainder of the season and finished dead last. So early season results, while they are important, don't read too much into them.
No, that's right. You don't win premierships in May, as they say.
Absolutely.
But yes, it's shorter season, but we're going straight through. They're going to have State of Origin at the end of the season now in November. So that's not going to sort of break things up. We're just going to go straight through, which I'm really quite impressed that they got managing to get 20 rounds in. So I'm pretty stoked with that. And I think that's enough games to be able to say at the end of the season, yes, the best team won.
Yes. And I think the other interesting point, which a factor which will determine who comes out on top is depth in clubs, because with no reserve grade competition to fall back on, I think the way in which coaches rotate their players and ensuring that players have enough game time for instance, if a major player for a club, say a halfback, Mitchell Moses, goes down the final round of the regular season heading into the finals, and the Parramatta backup halfback hasn't played since, say, March, it's going to be really important for clubs that they rotate their players to make sure that everyone's got enough real game time in them in the event of those injuries do strike.
That's a good point. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it goes. Of course, we're not going to talk about what happens if a player does come down with COVID-19, but that will be a bridge that I'll cross, I'm sure, at some point if it happens.
We're all rooting for them to stay safe.
We are indeed. Let's hope it goes smoothly and we can at least have something to look forward to on the weekends again,
yes,
which is very good. You write for the League Unlimited, a really great online website about rugby league, and they've just put out a brand new sort of mini online publication today called The Front Row. That's pretty exciting.
Oh, very exciting indeed. That obviously with Big League not going into publication for the remainder of the year,
that
our great small group of independent volunteers, we have decided to step up, fill the void. So head on over to leagueunlimited.com, check out The Front Row. It's a fantastic magazine, and I'm sure that if you're missing Big League, that more than fills the void for you.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. So check it out, leagueunlimited.com. You can check out Rob previewing games for this weekend and also does recaps, and myself does some recaps here and there as well. But it's a really good website to keep track of all things footy. Hey, Rob Crosby, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER today.
Lovely to be with you, Nick.
And go the footy, go Knights, Eels. Maybe they can be on top of the table at the end, eh?
maybe it'll be 2001 all over again.
Maybe. Just a different result. Thanks a lot for chatting to us. See you later.
Bye, Nick.